You're listening to The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Imagine this. What if you could take carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere and actually use it to make stuff? In our regular segment, So What Do You Do?, where lay people interview scientists about their work, we meet Peter Graham, a St. Joseph's chemist who's trying to do just that. Third-year UPenn Dental School student Yesley Kim asked him,
So what do you do?
In my research, I work in a field that we like to call carbon dioxide activation. That activation part has to do with making carbon dioxide do reactions that it wouldn't normally do. That's something that a plant does every day. So a tree, everything that's in the tree, all the carbon in the tree started as carbon dioxide. And using photosynthesis, the tree converts that carbon dioxide to make energy, but it also gets all these other molecules that are useful, basically the sugars, and then eventually makes the walls of the tree, the leaves, everything. All of the carbon is coming from the carbon dioxide.
Right.
Humans, we can't really do chemistry like that. All of our carbon pretty much comes from petroleum and natural gas. And so our field is sort of looking at alternatives to petroleum and natural gas carbon sources for making chemicals. So for making the chemicals that are used to make pharmaceuticals or plastics.
Okay, so where do you even get this carbon dioxide? Do you use it in the form that it exists in the air or?
Right. So we would be trying to use gaseous atmospheric carbon dioxide in a chemical reaction. So in order to do that, you may know that carbon dioxide is really stable. That's why we have too much of it, because it's the product of combustion. Everything that contains carbon, if you burn it, it turns into carbon dioxide. So that's the one of the most stable forms of carbon that there is.
Okay.
So we have to sort of undo that in order to make something out of carbon dioxide.
Okay.
And so in order to do that...
Yeah, I want to know how you do that.
In order to do that, you need a catalyst. They have very strong chemical bonds in carbon dioxide. You even may remember from general chemistry... it's linear, oxygen, carbon, oxygen,
okay,
two double bonds.
So. Yeah, I remember the little lines and the dots maybe.
Right.
Okay.
And I work with transition metals in the middle of the periodic table. Tungsten and molybdenum are the ones that I work with. And I have some complexes that are capable of essentially grabbing a carbon dioxide molecule. And in the process of grabbing it, it bends it, actually bends it. It used to be linear. It used to be straight. Now it bends it so that there's like a bend between the oxygen, carbon, and oxygen.
So it bends the actual molecule.
It bends the actual molecule, and that makes it activated, thus carbon dioxide activation. In doing so, then it is able to then undergo other reactions with other molecules that it would not be able to do otherwise.
So what are some of the things that you're envisioning being done with this activated carbon dioxide? That sounds so cool to say. It's like activated.
Right. So right now we have a bunch of molecules that are really good at grabbing the carbon dioxide. And what we're trying to do is the next step, which is a reaction with something else. And the something else could be another simple molecule like hydrogen gas or ethylene gas. And those products would be products that are already used as starting materials to make plastics, coatings, all kinds of compounds that are already used in chemical industry that are currently made from a simple, from natural gas or petroleum.
So, I mean, carbon dioxide is just like everywhere in the air, right?
Right. So the dream for the project would be that plastics that you would encounter every day would actually have been made using carbon dioxide. And so the process to make that would be essentially carbon neutral or even carbon negative, in the sense that it would take carbon out of the atmosphere and it would be trapped in the plastic that you're using to take your lunch to work in or whatever. And the advantage to this isn't that it would by itself solve global warming. We can't make enough plastic stuff to cancel out the fact that we're basically burning every molecule of fuel that we dig up as fast as we can dig it up. So we have to confront that as well. But this would mitigate some carbon dioxide emissions, but also be economically beneficial as well. So you could make you're making something that you can sell that that's storing carbon dioxide essentially.
Well, I learned a lot today. Thank you so much for talking with me.
I really enjoyed it. It was good to meet you. I'm always happy to talk about chemistry.